At the beginning, I decided to create a shopping game. You have shopping malls, and you send customers between the shops, and they buy some stuff, they look for sales, and so on. But that after 2 weeks, I'd say, like, no, I wouldn't play it. It doesn't make sense. My name is Jacek, and I create Roman Empire. So we did another brainstorm, and then we figured out that actually Roman Empire is a good story for the game. When user will become a Caesar, he will have different levels, he will conquer the cities, and we can build a lot of story around it. My goal was to create a game that is harder than usual. I didn't want to provide the easy, medium, or hard option. I wanted to create a game that it's always hard to finish. And I was hoping that only this time they would really be triggered to investigate why they failed and like try to improve, and they will have a better satisfaction from the game. To publish the first version, it took me 6 months. So I made a deal with my wife that she agreed that I can have, from time to time, I can have a coding weekends when we don't go anywhere, and I can just focus on the game, and I still have her help with all of the features and ideas. So that was good, it was very productive, but it's a sacrifice. So I'm using C# with XAML, like without any extra tools and engines. For the backend, I use Azure Mobile Services to store the user data and all kind of user scores, leaderboard, and so on. You can either host it, pay someone for hosting your service, or pay for the Azure. And in Azure, you always pay only for the processing that you actually used. So it's always a better idea. So currently, I have on Windows 8, I have a paid and free version. Free version contains like 6 free levels, which are different than in the paid version. And the goal of the free version is to get users to the paid one. And then on the Windows Phone, I tried some different approach. I built a game that is free, but with ugly ads that starts also after 10th level. So it's different. I was trying to make it similar on both platforms eventually, but still it's hard to decide. So the Windows Phone version is also XAML and C#. So I didn't have to use any extra tools besides the phone and working on the game on the smaller device. That was the trickiest part, because the levels from weak Windows, they were not so visible on the small device. So it was really hard to how to port the whole game and still keep the same fun. That small device, it's not only the screen, but it's also the performance. And you really need to think about different size of the fonts, and we have so many that it's only one of the fonts, it might be really easy to play, but then you get some different device and the user cannot see something. It's like, I had a lot of problems with the font size when I thought it's actually visible, like user can see some number of units, for instance. But in the end, it looks like it's too small, people were complaining, so I had to increase. And so that was continuous improvement that I did. I think what helped was cooperating with my friend Martin. He was also working on his game, so that was very motivating. Like, if you don't work, you come to work, and then he said, like, I spent all evening implementing something. It's like, he's working and I'm not, so I should do this too. And then we were kind of supporting each other with that, so continued discussion, and so that was good. As a software developer, I don't have any skills to draw any design and graphics. So what I had to do is find someone who can help me with that. And I found my old friend who is a graphic designer. I asked him if he would like to help, and we made a deal. And he did the whole graphics that you can see right now in the game. If you want to build a 3D game with a lot of levels, you might spend a few years to finish that. But if you choose something smaller, I'm sure it's possible, especially with the recent game engines like Unity, where you actually are not limited either by budget or by technology. You can really create a really nice games, and you don't need a game studio. I had this idea of spend at least 5 minutes on coding every day. So it's really easy to say, like, I'm too tired today. It's like, I don't have time. It's like, I will work on this tomorrow. So my idea is to don't plan for the for 2 hours coding in the evenings, planned for 5 minutes. It's very often you start working on the game for 5 minutes and you end up into 2 hours. But if you're really tired and you only spend 5 minutes, it's still fine. You're still up to date with the game and with the product, and it's really helping to finish it. I would say you should go and try it, and it's a lot of fun, really, especially after release when the game is there. It's all the hard work just pays off. It's a wonderful thing. Like, you see the people rating your game and using it, and then if you get like 1 million downloads in the end, you think about this huge number of people that they're using your product. It's like your small code you did in the evenings. It's a great satisfaction. I would really recommend it, and I think people should do it.